Okay, little one. That's enough training for today. It's getting late, so let's head back to the house. Your swordsmanship skills are getting better. Not great, but much better than last year when I met you. And to think I was against teaching you how to wield a blade. Can you blame me? It's not that I didn't think you could do it. I told you that I would protect you from now on. So I felt like there was no need for you to put yourself in danger if I was around. However, when I think about it now, you were right. You need to learn how to defend yourself out here. I would much rather have you know how to use a weapon and not need it, than to need it and not have it. And I suppose I was quite young when I began to learn how to fight. No. No. You were older than I was. But that is over now. It's not important anymore. It's getting late. Come on. We need to get moving if we want to return to home before dark. Here, get in the bag. Oh, come on. I know it's embarrassing for you, but it's much easier to sneak into the village like this than it is to avoid the guard. And you can still be quite clumsy as well. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? I'm sorry if this is humiliating for you. But just know, I only have the best intentions for you. No, you don't have to apologize to me. It has been over a year since I met you. So I know how you react to this sort of thing. Although, I must admit, I thought you would be used to it by now. I guess I still have more to learn about you. Hey, would you be mad if I told you that I like carrying you? I guess that's a yes. Although, carrying you on my back is not as enjoyable as carrying you in my arms. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I'll stop now. What is it? Oh. I guess I have been laughing more recently. I wonder why that is. Hush. No more talking now. We're getting closer to the guard path. I'll let you know when we get home. Okay, you can come out now. It wasn't too uncomfortable today, was it? Good. As much as I tease you about it, I don't like putting you in this bag. I wish I could walk you into my home without any worries. But enough of that. I'm starving. And you need to clean yourself after all the training you did today. I will make us something to eat while you get yourself clean. I just filled the wash tub this morning, so it is ready for you. Just go and get yourself clean. Hopefully I have dinner ready when you're done. Finished? That was quick. You must really be hungry. I hope you like it. I'm trying to make more food that appeals to you now more than ever. Before, when I was alone, I would almost never cook as much as I do now. I would usually just eat at the tavern. But now that I have someone who depends on me, I can't worry about myself alone anymore. No, it's no trouble. I'm getting quite used to it. And if I'm honest, I like taking care of you. It's like having a pet. What's with that face? I'm only teasing you. You are much more to me than that. You should know that by now. You really are easy to tease. I would never do that to you. I can't speak for the rest of the Amazons, though. Never mind. Don't worry about that. Have you finished eating? Do you want more? Are you sure? Even though you have been practicing more, you still look pretty thin to me. Okay, I'll stop asking. How did you like it? It wasn't too raw like last time, was it? That's good. I guess I'm getting better at this, huh? Yes, go ahead and praise me more. I like hearing it. All right. So, do you want to do anything before you get too tired? Or do you want to sleep now? Oh, you have something to tell me? What is it? Thank me? For the dinner? For everything? Taking you in, giving you a home and a purpose? Well, yes. I suppose you never did give me a proper thank you. But I never expected you to give me one. Seeing you filled with determination is enough for me, considering how you were when I found you. It's fulfilling to watch you gain some confidence. Although, when we are together, sometimes I feel like I'm a bear watching over her adopted bunny. Whoops. I didn't mean to tease you again. I should have been nicer with my words. I ruined the moment, didn't I? Sorry. Can you blame me, though? You're just as cute as one. I guess I should thank you, too. My life has been a lot more lively since I found you, and that makes me happy. Now I know that you feel the same. I think we both got the point across. And I'm not good with this kind of talk. So I think we should just get some sleep. Come on, little one. It's getting colder outside, so you will be sleeping with me tonight. And no, that wasn't a suggestion. Don't try to get yourself out of this. I know how much you secretly love being wrapped in my arms. Don't make me carry you again. Okay, I won't make you. But if you change your mind, you're more than welcome to join me. Good night. I'll see you in a few minutes.